Welcome to part two of our conversation with Christopher J. Brown about his haunted house that he grew up in. The dreams that you said you still have to this day about this house, about twice a month, I believe you'd said, when you have them, do you believe that those dreams are paranormal in nature today? Or do you believe they're more of, you know, basically your mind still trying to work through the trauma of being in this house for 4 years through some very formative years?
I wonder sometimes if it's a little bit of both. I definitely think it's my brain trying to process what happened. And then the other half, there is absolutely something I feel like that is calling me back there. And it takes a lot for me not to answer that call, because like I said, I've wanted to go to the house and I've wanted to talk with the owners and just say, hey, you know, I used to live here and this happened. And do you guys have any similar experiences? But I always hesitate because I don't want to disrupt someone's life, especially if that's not happening. But then again, I am very, very compelled to want to reach out. And so I think, yeah, I think part of it is a spiritual aspect. And that scares me even more, because if that is a spirit there, you know, if the spirit there is actually calling me back, what does it want? And why does it want me to come back? And that's what's kind of scary too. It's like, okay, if I got the opportunity, should I even take it? Mm-hmm. And you know, and the other half is, yeah, I think it's just processing what happened. And what's confusing for me too is that, like I said, it's a different situation every time. It's the same house, but it's never the same kind of scenario, if that makes sense, in the dream. It's always something different. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I was there again. Like, what the hell? Why won't this leave me alone? Why won't this let me go?
What sort of things stand out to you about those dreams that that trouble you, that kind of, if they're reoccurring or things of that nature? I know you said it changes it up a bit, but is there any reoccurring theme to it beyond it being the house?
Usually in almost every single one of them, I return to that feeling of wanting to run, you know, this awful fight or flight kind of scenario or feeling. That's what bothers me the most. If it was just the visual, if it was just like, oh, I woke up and I was in the house again, that'd be fine. But usually when I'm there, I mean, and oftentimes my fiance too, she'll wake me up out of a dead sleep because I'm yelling in my sleep. And I'll wake up and she's like, yeah, you were shouting, you were screaming. And I'm like, oh, I was in that damn house again. You know, like, what the, you know, and she's like, was it scary? And I'm like, sometimes it was and sometimes it's not. And it's very weird. And I wonder if part of it is closure. I just didn't have any closure as to what really went on when I was there. And again, part of it is if the negative energy that is there is calling me back, that's kind of scary too, because it's like, what does it want from me? And why would it want me to return? And as a medium now, I go to homes and get rid of that energy. Mm-hmm. So I would be more inclined to do like a full kind of a cleansing as opposed to an investigation there, just to get rid of it, because that doesn't belong here. You know,
do you think you could go in there and with the perspective that you have today, having gone into other homes that are haunted and trying to cleanse it and get it out of there? Have you been in other homes in your investigations that have had just as dark of an energy as the one that you grew up in?
I've been in very few. One I did actually go into, and it's the house that The Conjuring was inspired by. Mm-hmm. I went to that house a few times. The first time I didn't experience it, and the second time it was in the basement, and I felt that same feeling. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because I've gone into a lot of places, a lot of haunted locations, done a lot of investigating, and a lot of just psychic and mediumship work. You know, mm-hmm. I'm communicating with the dead all the time. So that doesn't scare me. So when I get that feeling, I know it's serious. So that was one of the only times where I really was like, oh, wow, okay, this is creepy. I have to run. And I was with a group. I was with a group of like six other people. And I had that feeling. I was like, oh, my God, like this is intense. This is scary.
When you left the house, when you were 18 and you guys said, okay, we're going to find another place. What did it feel like when you left? Were you happy to leave on the day of walking out of that house with your boxes? Or was there some sadness? Was there any being drawn back into the house immediately of missing it or longing for it again?
Nothing immediately, I would say. It was definitely kind of, it was a relief. It was like, you know, like, but then it was also scary because I said, well, you know, what if this follows us? Mm-hmm. But when we were boxing everything up, I remember just taking a final look around and being like the story is over. Like I had been through some sort of this emotional warfare. Mm-hmm. And now I finally had this reprieve of leaving the house. We ended up moving into a place in Biddeford, Maine, later on. And nothing was there. It was just free, open energy, and it felt good. So looking back on it, it was a reflection of like, wow, like what did we go through? Like almost like the dust was settling and we're like, holy shit. Like, excuse my language.
You can swear all you want. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, great. I've been so reserved so far.
No.
But yeah, like, you know, what just happened? It was just kind of like, you know, you'd run this ever long marathon and you're finally done and you're like, oh, you know, you look back and you reflect on it, how difficult it was, but then you're kind of like, we did it. We're on the other side. Like now we're finally there.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of elation. It was a bit of fear. It was a bit of like, what's to come next. And going into the new house was a breath of fresh air, literally, because nothing energetically was happening. Mm-hmm. It was just like, finally we're out of there. You know, the worst is over.
Do you think the entities in the house had a goal of any sort?
I think when it comes to that sort of stuff, like those energies drink off of fear and those things live off of anxiety and, you know, quote, negative emotion. So I think that, I'm sorry, what was the question again? I was on it and then I lost it.
No, that's fine. I said, do you think the entities in the house had a goal with the torment that they were putting you and your family through? And it may be different goals for different entities. I don't know.
Right.
I'm just wondering what your feelings are on that.
Sure. So I think the one goal would be is just to follow what their nature is. You know what I mean? Those things live off of those things, like I was saying, live off of fear, anxiety, et cetera. So I don't think those entities knew that they were doing anything wrong. And I think that's to say with any haunted location that's having like really malevolent spirits there. It's like if you were to tell a human being, hey, stop drinking water because that's you just don't do it. We're telling you right now, stop drinking water. And of course, you're going to be like, well, I need water to live. Why the hell can't I drink water? I think it's the same with these darker energies, whether you call them a demon or they call them a shadow figure, low vibrational energy. They're just doing what they know how to do. And I don't think they have any other agenda than to just consume that emotion and that energy. So I think that's what they were just driving on. They were just driving on instinct. They were driving on, ooh, these people are scared. Yum, 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 yum. Let me get more of that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, you're probably exactly right. Do you think with entities like this, and this is just an opinion-based question, and also kind of touching into the experiences that you've had far beyond those years, do you think entities can literally use objects in our environment to harm us or have? I mean, obviously, you had some examples there with the drawstring on the light. Do you think there's ever been cases where someone looks at a murder, maybe not a murder or a suicide or something of that nature, and it's deemed that? But maybe the killer's never found, or maybe it's just, yeah, we think it's a suicide. But when you look a little bit deeper into it, it's like, that doesn't make any sense. And mm-hmm. they were also having some strange things going on. Maybe something did actually kill them using an object in the environment that, you know, no one is going to look at and say, ghost.
Right. That's a fantastic question. I think there could absolutely be truth to that, because imagine this entity is attached to one person and they're just feeding off of this one individual. And let's just say this individual kills themselves, mm-hmm. and the being, the energy is satiated by what it had made it, you know, what it just made its victim do. And so then it moves on. And so when the investigators come in, they go, oh, yep, it was just a suicide and there's nothing paranormal or weird going on. That isn't even a factor. It falls off the table. So I think absolutely that there are cases where there could have very well been a darker energy that was feeding off of somebody. They were perhaps satiated from the energy they got, and then they moved on. But unfortunately, it left its mark on the person that it was feeding off of, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's a good question, and I'm always interested. I mean, it to just off the top of your head, is there anything that comes to mind with that of any cases or anything you've heard of, not necessarily that you were involved with, where you suspect maybe this death did have something really, you know, paranormally related to it or having caused it in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I was on an investigation with a friend of mine. We were called to do a clearing on this home, or at least just to see what it was. And if it was, you know, bad, then to get rid of it, which thankfully we did. But what we ended up discovering in the investigation was the woman that was living at the house was the aunt of one of the girls that was there. She was very jealous of this girl for whatever reason. She had this animosity, this kind of hatred towards her. And this woman slowly started to get into these, like, you know, Nora Roberts novels that romanticize the idea of summoning demons and doing witchcraft to kind of get what you want. So we found all these old artifacts in the house, like her old books and her journals that were like, oh, you know, I'm going to get her and I'm going to call upon this entity or energy to do it. So she literally, like, did some sort of spell to create this being to affect her niece. The crazy thing about it is the niece was affected so bad that she literally tried to commit suicide. Thankfully, she lived. Mm-hmm. But this woman literally put this, or at least, like, helped get this to her, and we were able to, like I said, get rid of the energy, but it was still locked in the home. The girl that it was affecting had moved, like, way far away, because she was like, I guess in her case they wanted to get as far away from that place as possible. Mm-hmm. But I think that was absolutely a case of an energy influencing somebody to do something terrible. And yet, you know, years and years later, when paranormal stuff was still happening in the home because of this energy that didn't want to leave, and we came in and we kind of figured all that stuff out, and then we were able to get rid of it. But I think, yeah, I think absolutely that was a case of where an energy, if it had succeeded, it would have been this whole scenario. Nobody would have known. Nobody would have bothered to investigate, because mm-hmm. the only paranormal things that were happening, at least at the time, was to this little girl. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's terrifying. I mean, you got to think there's got to be a lot of that out there that nobody will ever know the answer to or why, especially some of those cases where, especially the ones where people look at it and go, this doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, especially like they weren't depressed. They weren't having, at least as far as, you know, many people know, obviously people, there's many that can have depression and you'll never have any idea. Mm-hmm. Many of us can hide it very well, but it's one of those things where sometimes there's no sense to it at all. And you have to wonder, but there were these other things going on over here that don't necessarily correlate to their emotional health. But did something just come in out of nowhere, or, you know, and some weird accidents as well, too. You kind of wonder, that's a weird, the odds of this are very slim to nil to have it worked out just like this. But it makes you wonder, what have you learned when you look back, kind of in closing here, from all of those experiences you had in childhood coming up in a house like that? What do you look back upon that you say, you know, I learned a lot from these experiences, and this is what's really helped me in investigating things today?
That's a great question. I think what I've learned most is how to protect myself against kind of darker negative energies. Also, like, from having those experiences when I was a kid, it kind of helped me in the debunking process with a lot of this stuff. Having been in a house with very real, messed up experiences, going into homes sometimes where, you know, they're hearing like a creak in the wall or things like that, and being like, okay, well, not only does the energy not seem right, but like what logically is happening? And then sometimes it'll happen that it's something very logical. Like I said, you were able to debunk it. And so it allowed me to stay grounded, and it allowed me to get a better understanding of like really severely haunted places. I know now that if, you know, a door swings open, it could be an air draft somewhere in the house. It doesn't necessarily always mean it is a paranormal thing. So I think one, it has helped me understand different energy forms in certain haunted locations, how to protect myself against those energy forms, and two, how to be able to understand the true paranormal from the actual, like, mundane, logical stuff that could be going on in a house.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Christopher J. Brown about the house that he grew up in that was obviously so terribly haunted. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.